A Sault Ste. Marie Police Service spokesperson says the department will continue to work together with Algoma Public Health to enforce new restrictions put into place on Monday. As of Monday, indoor activities are limited to groups of 10 or fewer, while no more than 25 people can gather for outdoor events by order of Algoma Public Health. The measures were put in place because of a surge in COVID-19 cases in Algoma and Sault Ste. Marie. Proof of vaccination is required to attend live theater and Sioux Greyhounds games, which have reduced capacity. We have worked really well with APH throughout the pandemic to enforce some of these regulations and restrictions and guidelines as best as we can, said Lincoln Lutit, spokesperson for Sault Ste. Marie Police Service. A local group named SSM Freedom Alliance is advertising a movie night to be held November 30th at the Village at 178 Glen Avenue, the former Sister Mary Claire Catholic School. Depending on how it is conducted, that gathering may be in violation of the public health order. In a recent Sioux Today story, neighbors expressed concerns about the confrontational conduct of some people at that address, although police have said so far there has been no grounds for criminal charges to be laid. It is unclear from the group's post if the movie will be shown indoors or outdoors or if public health guidelines like physical distancing, contact tracing or proof of vaccination will be followed. Sioux Today reached out to Fraser Keeney of the SSM Freedom Alliance on Tuesday morning to ask how many people are expected to be in attendance at the movie night and if it will be held under current public health guidelines, but did not receive a response by the time the story was posted. On a GoFundMe page started by Keeney, the Alliance says it is a group that supports a range of opinions about COVID-19, with an emphasis on free speech and open discourse. Lutit said if people are concerned about an illegal gathering, they can contact Algoma Public Health or the Sault Ste. Marie Police Service. If somebody is planning on holding a gathering with more than 10 people there, they would be in violation and could face subsequent fines in accordance with the guidelines, said Lutit. We encourage people to call us and we will respond based on priority of the day. Fines for non-compliance of the order range from $750 to $5,000 for each day the offense continues. Sioux Today reached out to a spokesperson from Algoma Public Health for this story but did not hear back.